This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Monday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the International Edition from interest.co.nz. Today we lead with news China's woes are spreading and the impacts are deepening. But first, the issue of an internationally coordinated digital tax on the global tech giants is back in the limelight as the US tries to do an end run around the OECD BEPS proposals. And the annual Warren Buffett letter to shareholders was out over the weekend, but this one contained no special revelations. It did report strong earnings, but didn't say who would take over from the 89-year-old legendary investor. He wants to see corporate CEOs supervised and reined in more, however, and more effectively controlled by boards of directors. And here's a message from our friends at Hatch. With Hatch, anyone can invest in the US share markets. Through Hatch, Kiwi investors can easily invest in over 2,900 of the world's best-known companies like Apple, Microsoft, Berkshire Hathaway, and Amazon. With no minimum investment and fractional investing, investors can buy portions of companies they may not normally be able to afford and quickly build an exciting investment portfolio. Visit hatch.as/investing to learn more. The coronavirus now seems to be spreading out of China in a significant way, and not just by travelers from China. Italy, Iran, Japan, South Korea all seem to have a growing problem. There are now more than 2,000 confirmed cases outside China and rising rapidly. It now threatens to become a pandemic. Inside China, a topping out seems to be in place even if deaths keep on rising. Globally, there are now more than 80,000 confirmed cases with almost 2,500 deaths. A week ago, these levels were 71,300 confirmed and 1,773 deaths. The interconnected world of tourism and trade is the enabler of the rapid spread. Economically, supply chain risk is the next big concern. And in China, the existential risks to the SME sector haven't gone away. If anything, they're building despite emergency loan approvals. Car sales have ground to a halt nationwide. Dealerships are closed. And in the first week of February, less than 1,000 cars were sold nationwide. In 2019, this was a car market larger than the USA. And China's property market has also ground to a halt. It is a nervous time for public policy officials who continue to reassure that the downturn will be temporary and there will be a strong bounce back when the crisis passes. It is that hope that is keeping commodity prices from collapsing. However, although steel production has restarted, stocks are building very quickly on weak demand and calls are being made to scale back or halt production. The giant US economy is feeling the impacts too. In fact, the latest PMI data for the US reinforces these risks. Their factory PMI has stalled and their services PMI is now contracting at a sharp move lower. In this survey, new orders fell for the first time since this metric began in 2009. In fact, a Fed governor has called on Congress to plan for a recession. Canadian resale sales were flat in December from November and up less than 2% in all of 2019. And Canada's economy is currently hostage to a major shutdown of its key rail network as Indigenous political issues come to a head. And there is more data showing Japan is suffering from a sharp contraction. The Eurozone has bucked the negative trend, however, with its latest PMIs now at a six-month high and led by manufacturing. And inflation in the EU is up to 1.7% year-on-year in January, a little less for the Eurozone. Through all of this, the IMF has again trimmed its 2020 global growth forecast, now seeing 3.3% growth in 2020 and 3.4% in 2021. These forecasts still rely on a sharp recovery from the coronavirus impact starting in the second quarter of 2020, but markets aren't convinced. Equity markets turned lower at the end of last week, with Wall Street's S&P 500 down more than 1% on Friday, and that was a 1.3% loss for the week. And European markets were lower by nearly as much as well. Bond market yields fell sharply at the end of last week. The US Treasury 10-year yield is now just on 1.47% and lower by 11 basis points for the week. Gold has also made a sharp risk-off move to $1,643, and that's an accumulated rise of $60 for the week, a remarkable 3.9% advance on top of last week's 1% rise. And US oil prices were unchanged overnight at just on $53.50 a barrel. The Brent benchmark is also lower at $58.50 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar will start today at just under 63.5 US cents, a 1 cent fall for the week. On the cross rates, we've held at 95.9 Australian cents, and against the euro, we're also down 1 cent for the week at 58.5 euro cents. That means our trade weighted index is now at 69.6 and its lowest since November. Bitcoin is now at $9,889, which is a 1.5% rise since we left it on Saturday. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz and subscribe to receive this podcast in your favourite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcast, we're on Google Podcast, we're on Spotify, or subscribe on our website. Tell your friends and leave us a review. We welcome feedback. I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again tomorrow.